Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, so here's another thing that is just a little bit odd. I hadn't heard of this La Twizy TikTok challenge. So what is it all about? It is apparently encourages a whole group of teenagers to almost swarm into a shopping center, cause chaos, and then leave. And then there was some reports that somebody had died in an incident. Turned out that that was completely not true. But either way, what is this? And how do these things come about? Are we so desperately in search of a meaning? Well, we wanted to get our expert on this, Bronwyn Williams. She's a futurist, an economist, and a business trend analyst. Bronwyn, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I feel like we're just losing it completely, aren't we?
Well, good morning. Yes, this is an interesting one. It's also not that new, right? If you actually follow through the Google Trends site, so you can see this sort of tweezy movement has been going on since around about 2018, where people started searching for it. And it's something that's arisen out of social media fandom, which is something we've been tracking at Flux Trends for some time. This is where people are finding subcultures and creating subcultures online, much the same way that we created subcultures, particularly for the young people, offline for a very long time, right? I mean, like, we can say that these sorts of movements have parallels in the 1950s Greases, or the punks in the 1970s, or goths. And now you've got, like, these, as they call themselves, the Tweezies, which is a subculture that has both online and offline roots. The online roots are this group arose around a nominal fandom of a couple of American rappers that dressed in a very particular way. They wear all black everything, so they've got a little bit of goth element there. Mm. They also have like an urban streetwear edge, which is of course quite an appealing aesthetic for a young person here in South Africa. And it's also combined with Joburg, and particularly Bramfontein youth culture. So you've got this offline element, this online element. Young people have found themselves, and they found themselves nominally from supporting the same sort of artists online, that online community that was initially a fandom has grown into something else, grown into a subculture of its own, with its own mythology, its own lore, and its own challenges. As you saw, this mall storming challenge is the idea that you're supposed to go to a mall, cause chaos with other Latweezies, and then just leave. A sort of anarchist, nihilist kind of a movement. And this incident that happened in the past, there was one Monte Casino last year, and a bigger one now, as you mentioned, at the Mall of Africa, where it got a little more violence and a little more crazy. There are indications that the online for offline spillage is accelerating. But I think it's also interesting to note that these are not new patterns. These are things that teenagers have done since teenagers were really invented. And we always see new youth subcultures emerging and shaping society. They start off with the aesthetic and the sort of pop culture space, and very quickly they have then real-world implications in terms of politics and economics.
So somebody just reminded me about the this trend to remember when people were walking into a shop and licking the ice creams.
Yeah, I mean, these are all sort of challenges, right? I mean, like, we all look to belong to a part of a group. Teenagers love to dare each other. Online makes it so much easier. They're able to galvanize much bigger groups much faster by connecting via hashtags and via those sorts of communities online. So what, again, technology accelerates and amplifies trends and patterns and general societal sort of movements that we would have had offline, they wouldn't be so noticeable, so large. Mm. It makes things bigger and faster.
You know, it's so interesting. It's almost just a desperate need. I mean, maybe it's my worldview that I see it this way, but it's almost like this desperate way to be part of something, to be part of a community. And to me, it maybe signifies the loss of different communities, of a sense of belonging. So we've got these teenagers, or we've got people who just are just out there, almost at sea, and something presents itself to be part of something, even if it's a ridiculous thing. You just for a little bit feel connected to community, whatever that community might be. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, my teenagers have done this before forever, right? So it's a table you sit at the school cafeteria, in an American sitcom, right? What you belong to. Now you're just able to do this at a bigger scale. But I think what's different to this particular group is that in terms of usually these sorts of groups are rallied around something that has a sort of practical purpose. Maybe you're like a part of the sports team or you enjoy a certain set of movies or whatever. But these sorts of, this particular group is engaging in very sort of nihilistic behavior. So it's just, there's just like no kind of point to it other than being part of the group. But also what distinguishes it from other online challenges, which people love to do, not just teenagers and children, but adults too. Like if you remember the ice bucket challenge,
yes,
or there was the painting challenge, and all of these sorts of silly things that we've done, they tend to be more sort of, or less destructive than this one. So we are seeing a shift towards more sort of darker behavior over here, which is, as you say, symptomatic of the fact that of society at large, right? The sort of the chaos and anarchy and nihilism of society at large at the moment. So to see this spilling over into the youth of online onto the real world and in our malls and shopping centers, we shouldn't be too surprised at this. And I have spoken about this particular issue quite a bit this week because obviously people are concerned what's going on with the kids right now, what it's been for our future. And I think that we can't take this out of context, particularly in the South African case of our current political malaise and the fact that there's so little options or hope on the table for young people. The best idea has been thrown at them is, oh, we can increase your social grants to a mediocre little UDI, you know, so we're able to buy like a packet of chips along with your loaf of bread once a month, whatever. That's hardly an aspirational sort of future that they're going to be putting forward for our young people. And our political leaders are clearly not interested in the challenges of the youth. We can also see this as kind of being the natural entropy of movements like it started off like the Thieves in the Storm movements, which started off towards quite productive ends, but didn't see any results. And that energy then sort of gives up on positive change and just starts being part of breaking and tearing down the system, right? This is what we're looking at. And there's a lot of debate among the intellectuals, pseudo-intellectuals on social media, giving platforms around the challenges we have in our country, but also globally, because these conversations are being had everywhere around the valid stability of the structures and systems that we have in society, capitalism, democracy, government, constitutions, all of these ideas are under attack, and there's various accelerationist movements to say that we should tear them down, we should break everything down, and because it's clearly not working, other people would prefer to fix things, right? Which is if we genuinely try to be more pragmatic and sensible. But when no one is fixing anything, can we really blame young people for joining the acceleration?
Yeah, and of course the danger is, in the absence of anything positive and constructive, and which is a very powerful motivator as well, to fulfill this need, of being part of something, the best option might well be a destructive option.
Yeah, at least it's something, right? It's a group that you can belong to, and this is a general human need. We want connection. We want to be part of a tribe. We want to feel like we're part of something bigger than ourselves, and that could be something productive or it can be something destructive. There are no other options on the table.
Yeah, which is very, very frightening, but something we've seen again over and over in history, sometimes to quite devastating effects. Bronwyn Williams, futurist, economist, and a business trend analyst. Thank you for that. Talking about this new teen TikTok challenge, well, not so new, according to Bronwyn. It's called La Tweezy, and the impact that it is having and has been having on teenagers. It is 8:28. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.